latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Monday's Newcastle United headlines, and Alexander Mitrovic has been left out of the Magpies squad for the clash against Blackburn Rovers at Ewood Park on Monday. Boss Rafa Benitez has left Mitrovic, who isn't injured, behind on Tyneside and instead brought back Daryl Murphy to the squad for the clash in Lancashire. Well, Murphy's on the bench for the Championship leaders. He'd impressed Benitez in training in recent weeks. Mitrovic could return to the squad for Saturday's FA Cup match, the third rounder against Birmingham City at St Andrews. Vernon Anita, Johan Gufran and Mohamed Diame have been recalled to Benitez's starting 11 at Blackburn. Ayoze Perez, DeAndre Yedlin and Christian Atsu dropped down to the bench. Well, the absence of Mitrovic has led to more speculation over the Serbian's future on Tyneside. Watford, Swansea, West Ham and Crystal Palace are all among the former Anderlecht striker's admirers. Palace have already had one inquiry rebuffed, and Newcastle have told the Eagles they don't want to sell him. Well, Rafa Benitez has told Mitrovic he wants him to stay as well, and the striker himself says he intends to battle for his place. No one is completely off the table, of course, in January, and if Newcastle did sell, they need a replacement, and a bid well in excess of £15 million that Palace were reportedly talking about. Well, one player who has been linked with a move in the last 24 hours is Callum Wilson, the Bournemouth striker. Reports have claimed that Wilson is the man that Benitez wants to provide the goals, not just for the remainder of this season, but also in the Premier League next year. The Newcastle Chronicle first reported that the club's interest in Wilson back in November. Newcastle managed to lure former Cherries man Matt Ritchie to Tyneside from the South Coast and persuaded him to swap the Premier League for the Championship. Can they do the same with Wilson? Bournemouth don't seem to want to sell him, though. Eddie Howe said recently, their manager, "We're delighted with him and I'm sure he's happy here too." Could just be a bit of typical January transfer talk. And also, according to the Chronicle, 17-year-old son of Charlton Athletic hitman Sean Bartlett is on the club's wanted list. They're looking to build up the academy squad with the signing of Tyreek Bartlett. The young South African striker has spent some time on trial with the club, featuring for the under-23s in recent weeks, and he impressed the coaching staff at St James's Park. It's been reported that Newcastle have offered him a 3-year deal to start his footballing career on Tyneside.